He is an internationally recognized executive leadership coach, public speaker, and corporate trainer. He has had an illustrious and diverse career serving in leadership roles for leading companies and international organizations. He travels the world speaking at conferences and events for organizations, companies, and governments. And now, from Honolulu, Hawaii, here is your host, Amos Belongo.
Aloha, and welcome again to Journeys of Inspiration. Leaders communicate. Leadership without communication is simply ineffective. You know, morale amongst the people you lead will always increase with effective communication. Now, here are some ingredients that are helpful for a leader as they communicate. Number one is timing. You see, you can have a very important thing to say, but if you say it at the wrong time, it either may not be received well or may be ineffective. The second is relevancy of your message. How relevant is what I am saying or what I'm about to communicate to the people that I'm about to communicate to? Does it connect with them? Does it resonate with them? Can they relate to it? The third is understanding the maturity of the people you're communicating with. There's a very different way of communicating with a group of teenagers versus a children in a kindergarten class or people in a boardroom or vice versa. You understand where I'm going with this. The way they apply your message is based primarily on this particular factor, and that is their maturity of people you are talking to. Now, real effective communication includes some other additional important components. The first one is your words, the second one is your action, and the third is your attitude. And the words really meaning what you say, the actions are what you do, and your attitude is your outlook towards it, your energy, your enthusiasm, you know, for it. You know, what you say has to be understood. What you do absolutely needs to be repeated. And your attitude is contagious. You know, people always ask me when I travel, when I run symposiums, when they find out I'm a leadership coach, they always ask me, this is a question I'm asked all the time. And that is, how do I increase the morale of my team? And most of the time when people ask me this question, it's in an elevator, it's on the side of a road, it's in a supermarket, it's at an airport. And there's so many ways to do it. But the quickest way and the simplest way to improve morale in your team is to increase your communication as a leader. That gives you instant results. An effective leadership communication approach is one that allows people to hear what you say as well as see what you say. If people hear what you say, but they do not see what you say, you've created one of these typical scenarios of words that are followed, but there is no action. Now, there's different ways of making sure that what you say is being seen. And some of them include, you know, following up in writing. You know, if something is important and you've communicated it, follow it up in writing. If it's still not being understood, pick up the phone and talk and make sure that it's completely being understood. Now, as a leader, there's some questions you need to ask yourself. Now, I'm going to ask you of these questions, but then I'm going to answer them myself. And these questions help you determine your level of effective communication. The first is, what do you want your team to see when you communicate? The answer for me is, I want them to see my example, my credibility. You know, I want them to see that I'm walking the walk and talking the talk at the same time. We live in an age where there's a lot of what I call leadership confusion. And what do I mean by leadership confusion? Leadership confusion is giving good advice while setting a bad example. Question number two, what do I want them to feel when I communicate? Now, we've heard this before. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. So I want them to feel empowered. I want them to feel growth. I want them to feel inspired, because those are the things they will always feel, and those are the things that they will always remember, and those are the things that will get them to move the words into action. The third question is, what do I want them to know? And for me, I want them to know significance. You know, I want them to see and become part of something bigger than themselves. You know, why do we want to do this? Why do we want people to be a part of something bigger than themselves? Because everybody will feel significant if they're being a part of something that's bigger than themselves. And how do you remind your team of significance? Is by always making sure they understand why they do the things they do. If it's your corporate culture, if it's your organizational culture, why do we do the things we do? It's as simple as that, taking them back to that. Because if they understand why they do the things they do, they will be on their path towards achieving significance. The fourth question is, what do I want them to do? You know, one of the biggest challenges for leaders is really moving people from know-how to do now. What do I mean by that? Well, oftentimes many leaders, you know, fall in this pitfall. This is a very common pitfall for leaders where actually what they do is they have created a lot of activity without any direction. And this is a scenario where you have to be able to move people from knowing how to doing now. And the answer to that is very simple. It's give clear directions. Give clear directions on what you want to happen with your words, with the information that you've given to people. So my friends, I'd like to end this session with these words. You know, information is giving out and communication is getting through. So as a leader, as an upcoming leader, you want to ask yourself, am I providing information and just giving it out? Or am I an effective leader who is communicating and getting through? You want to ask yourself, when people listen to what I am saying, are the words coming out of their mouths and out of their hearts saying, me too? Or are they saying, so what? Until the next episode, take the time, communicate effectively, let your team see, feel, and know, and move them to action through effective communication principles and practices.
We hope you enjoyed Journeys of Inspiration. Don't forget to click the subscribe button, rate and review the show, and most important, share with your colleagues, friends, and family. To download bonus materials and show notes, visit www.transformationalpodcast.com. Until the next episode, the leadership journey continues.